Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday. And guess what, my darlings? We are going to wind it all the way up on today. We're going to get on down with it. Broadcasting live from the Windy City, darling. It's a little snowy outside, but that's okay because I ain't got to go out there my way. Ha, 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 ha. Guess what? It is Wednesday, January 25th, 2023, 2 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India. Come on, somebody. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gump, baby, by Jackson, so and keep on walking. You know, I keep telling Steve, I've been waiting on my paycheck. Now listen, I've been talking about Gumba Rum about 12 months now. 12 months, guess what, y'all? I ain't seen no paycheck. I do see a lot of free bottles of Gumba Rum, but listen, when I go down to the grocery store and I ask for a dozen of eggs and I hand them a bottle of Gumba Rum, they say, thank you for the bottle of Gumba Rum, and I still don't get any eggs. So listen, Steve, God, let me tell you something, honey. When I go down to Georgia, because, you know, eggs is about $100 for 12. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get 12 dozen, right? So it's like $100 to get 12 dozen of eggs because I'm having a really big party later on, right? We got holiday coming, Valentine's Day, and I'm having a really big bash, Steve. So I need some cash money. I need some greenbacks up in here. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I need you to get it together, and send me my half of your house, right? Send it to me. Send me my half of your house. That's all you got to do. Refinance the house. Do what you got to do, and just send the check in the mail. Now, y'all know I'm just kidding. Entertaining up in here. Listen. Before I get started into the music with Joey and Independent Artist Phoenix, y'all go on over to Facebook. You can see where Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I would greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, what we going to do today? Come on. Come on. Do it. Come on. Yeah, baby, your music is being heard all over the world. I'm going to get into the music. Now, listen, y'all know I always got 2 cents and an opinion about everything. I just saw something funky, wild, crazy. You know, another story on the Internet. You know what I'm saying? This comes by way of an article. It's on womeno.com. Never heard of it. Just came across it. The story was written by Sylvia Silverstone. It's W-O-M-E-N-I-O, womeno.com. So listen, it's under lifestyles and relationships. Let me tell y'all this real quick. This couple, a girlfriend and her boyfriend. Now listen, see, this is why, if you heard me earlier, we're talking about the house of cards. and illusions. This is why you don't build fake house of cards and illusions. This girl, she texts her boyfriend and says, I'm out with a friend. Well, guess what? Guess what? Guess what the girlfriend was doing? See, listen, when you be telling lies, this is why I do not lie and tell lies, because you got to do too many cover-up steps, and it will wear your ratty ass out. So listen, you know what happened? So the girlfriend, once again, the girlfriend texts her boyfriend and says, listen, I'm out with a friend. Guess what happened? The boyfriend was out with the friend that she said she was out with. Now, how about that? Now, how in the world? So the girlfriend tells him she was with a friend, but that friend was out with him the whole time, picking an engagement ring for somebody else. I mean, that's a story beyond story. Can you imagine? You're texting your boyfriend saying that you're out with a friend. The boyfriend is out with the friend that she's supposed to be out with and picking out an engagement ring. So listen, this story is crazy. I ain't even got time to go through the whole thing, but it is crazy. How in the world can that ever happen? Everybody's got egg on their face. Everybody involved in this situation has egg on their face, because the girlfriend is texting the boyfriend. The boyfriend is out with the friend, buying an engagement ring. So listen, I ain't trying to confuse y'all. So once again, this is what happens. The girlfriend told her boyfriend she was out with a friend. The boyfriend is out with the girlfriend, picking an engagement ring for the girlfriend. Y'all get that? Did you get it? So this is a crazy story. Everybody involved is going down. So the girlfriend ain't no longer got a boyfriend, because the boyfriend is out with the friend, right? That friend that the boyfriend is out with, you know, he's buying an engagement ring for that young lady. This is just too crazy. This is too crazy. So I don't even know who the girlfriend was supposed to been. The girlfriend was supposed to been lying to the boyfriend that she was out with somebody. So anyway, everybody's screwing everybody in that circle. That's what it tells me. Everybody is screwing everybody, because the girlfriend, of course, she's with the boyfriend, but yet the boyfriend is screwing the girlfriend's her friend. So that's crazy. Just get together and everybody's just having an orgy and just get married and go. Where is that place where you can marry everybody? Where is it? Oh, well, forget about it. Listen, I got to get into the music. Was it Utah? Somebody said Utah. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, let me get off of that. So listen, I got some really, really great music. Now, this song that's coming up by Joey is I Ain't Worried, but I think they got something to worry about over there. And while the music is playing, I know I'm going to send out a link, but I'm going to read that story and see. I mean, friends who are out with somebody and tell a lie and buying an engagement ring. You know, my thing is this. Okay, here comes a life lesson. My thing is this. If you don't want to be with somebody, tell that person. You know, why make up all these stories? Now, they're texting saying that they're out with a friend, but the boyfriend is with the friend. So I'm like, you know, if you don't want to be with the person, just tell them. Because eventually, sooner or later, everybody's going to find out, you know, that y'all just lying. Y'all just lying to one another. So you know what I'm saying. You're going to end up upset. Now, they're going to have a big old brawl. They need to put that on Bravo. They do. I'm talking about Bravo Network. They need to have that on Bravo and those reality shows, because, I mean, that's an interesting one. I can't wait to get down to the meat of what happened and how it ended up. But anyway, I know how it ended up. Ain't nobody with nobody right now. So listen, this is I Ain't Worried, but them three, they got a whole lot to worry about. This is by independent artist Joey. Last name is C-A-L-V-E-I-R-O, Calvero. This is I Ain't Worried. All right. That is, I ain't worried. Listen, you know, I was going through everything with that story with the people, about the three people in the circle. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it was an interesting story. So let me tell you something. Up next is Phoenix, independent artist Phoenix. Phoenix, it is what it is. For some reason today, everything is circling around the same thing. It is what it is with that circle. Justine, Aaron, and Erica. So those are three people involved. But, I mean, that story is just really too much. So listen, this is It Is What It Is by Phoenix. I call her the Rising Phoenix because Phoenix rises up from the ashes. But them three, they ain't rising up nowhere. So listen, It Is What It Is. I'm right up in here, up in here. It Is What It Is. Y'all check this out.
I just wanna go back, yeah.
All right. That is, it is what it is, Independent Artist Phoenix. Let me tell you a little bit about Independent Artist Phoenix. She was born in Ohio, raised in an artist family. She began recording original songs by age 7 on a cassette recorder and writing and illustrating fiction stories that she dreamed of sharing with the world. At age 13, she was placed in a foster care system after running away from an abusive home. She says her imagination was an escape and song for her sanctuary. She felt that through songwriting and poetry, she could truly connect with God and feel worth and purpose. She always knew that somehow art was her superpower, and she was given to overcome the darkness of the world. It is the lens through which she can look at ashes and see beauty. Now, that's why I say, you know, rising phoenix. She's a rising phoenix, rising up from the ashes. Guess what? Knowing the great things is in her future. She is very, very talented. Strong voice, lovely voice. I'm telling you. Guess what? I get to come back later on today. You're going to hear some more music from Phoenix, the Call of the Rising Phoenix. I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast, but I'll be back later on today and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.